Voice problems for Brett Newsky came to a head at the worst possible time, before a performance at Madison's Overture Center by his rock and roll band, The Nod.
You know, I was always kind of, you know, freaking out about that stuff before shows and tightness in the throat and scratchiness.
Where he went for help is a refuge for the vocally wounded. Everyone from Newsky to Metropolitan Opera star Kit Reuter-Foss has gone to the voice and swallow clinics operated by UW Hospital. Those who talk for a living are also patients. Susan Thibault directs the clinics.
Teachers, for example, who use their voice constantly aren't able to finish a day of teaching because they have these lesions and they need to learn to use their voice in a more productive way.
Newsky is only 23 years old, but the rock and roll guitarist and vocalist is thinking long term. He wants to keep his voice strong, so he cut back on what the doctor said were bad habits. Late night pizza and beer were contributing to acid reflux laryngitis. Newsky also had muscle tension in his throat. Speech pathologist Rebecca Hancock gently massages Newsky's larynx, then checks how everything's working during a therapy session by having him do humming exercises.
Just do a good memory, just nice and loose through here. Good. Let that air out.
Another exercise stretches the base of the tongue.
And do like stretching the base of the tongue forward on E, getting some tension to loosen up in the back of the throat, and then you take it to a glide like an ah.
Making tunes can be tough on the voice box, especially what Hancock refers to as high-effort vocalizations. Newsky pushes the limits, singing the refrain of their band's tune called Lie in All Honesty.
Lie in all honesty.
For patients who live too far away to make infrequent visits to the Madison Clinic, there are day-long sessions called boot camp and telemedicine. A patient from Iceland uses Skype for vocal therapy sessions via internet. Hancock says the clinic's stress prevention.
We would love it if we could get people to where they can detect the smallest trigger that's going to set their voice into a negative pattern and then come in to get help, because we hate to see it when singers come in with scar. Scar is one of the hardest things to treat.
Whether it's singers, teachers, or lawyers, any disruption in the ability to vocalize is tough on a person, says clinic director, assistant professor Thibault.
People don't really understand until they have the problem the impact that not having a voice or even a good voice is on their daily life or their quality of life. You know, because we communicate constantly, and when you actually start having problems, you realize how important it is.
Newsky knows he's willing to give up the pizza and beer to retain the ability to do something he loves more, performing.
Finally found employment here in a chimney off of Holiday Square. But it ain't Christmas and I'm not keeping cold.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Breaking porn in my piggy bank. Shaking a Subway cup of change. But quarters aren't enough for me to thank anyone. Well, I gotta take this family home, but I won't hurt one damn soul. The breaking point that cracked the bank left me here with a cup of change in my piggy bank.